Okay, what do you call the small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are kept before milking?
The cow lot.
Okay. And do you all have any stone or rock fences around here?
Uh-uh.
No? Never have?
Wire fence now, but I'll help split a many reels.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about that in a minute because I want to know about the different kinds of fences. What do you call a large wooden container open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, there's two things. You got a keg, which is small, mm-hmm. and you got a barrel, which holds about 30 gallons.
Okay. What about if just one, you know, about this size, made of wood?
Pail.
That's a pail.
Is it a pail?
Yeah.
Okay, if it's made of metal, what do you call it?
It'd be a bucket, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. But you all would carry milk or water, you'd always say, I've got to get a pail of
pail
water.
Of water.
Okay.
Or a bucket.
Or a bucket one.
May say bucket sometime.
Yeah.
And you're just as likely to use one as the other.
That's right. More likely to say a bucket.
Is that right? What would your father or your mother have been more likely to have said?
Say, get that bucket and carry your daddy a drink of water.
Okay. Okay. All right. What do you call a heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying?
Oh.
Sometimes they have legs and sometimes they don't. Tell me about as you remember.
Well, it's a big heavy frying pan, and the cold name, what that thing, he's got the legs on it. What is it?
Did you all call it a spider? No?
It's the one that's sitting flat down.
Yeah.
But this other's got the legs on it.
What about skillet? Did you ever use that word? No?
Kettle.
No, it ain't a pot.
Uh-huh, but you didn't use spider. No? Well, if you think of it.
Frying pan, yeah. Things like that.
Okay, we'll come back to it if you think of it. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes, the thing that you turn the water off and on with?
Spigot.
And what do you call the same thing on a barrel?
Usually say faucet.
Okay. And what about if it's out in the yard? Do you say the same thing, or if it's out
in
the yard?
Speak it out there in the yard.
Okay.
And on the pipe.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what would you call a large bag full of made of loosely woven cloth, you know, kind of woven like this, and might carry by 100 pounds or something?
Well, most of the time they call them croaker bags.
Okay.
Made out of croaker sacks.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold to your mouth and blow off?
A harp.
Okay. And that one that was like this that you held
in
your teeth?
That's a jew's harp.
Okay. And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made of a long board balanced in the middle, and a child sits on one end and another one on the other, and they go...
That's a riding horse.
Okay. Riding horse. Is a riding horse or a seesaw, which one's the oldest word?
Now, I can't tell you about that.
Yeah, but you may use
it. I always hear them called riding horses, seesaws, boats.
Okay. What about if it was homemade and it was fastened on something in the middle and it would go around in a circle? Children can sit on it and turn around and
round and around.
Do you remember one like that?
Yeah, I remember seeing them too. But I don't know what you'd call them.
Okay. They ask here if it is something like a homemade merry-go-round. I don't know, maybe they call them a merry-go-round.
Yeah, kind of a merry-go-round, right.
Okay, what do you call a flat piece of stone, not very big, that you use to sharpen knives?
Whetter up.
Okay.